And we're coming up on quarter to six, 16 degrees. Time for first thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day. Dr. Jason Cans from Eau Claire, jasoncans.com, author of multiple books, including Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we got quite the political storm going on right now, right? The elections in Georgia, I guess that's the way the whole runoff thing, which is kind of confusing to me, but it is what it is, I guess, if you don't get 50% of the vote. And the Senate setting up currently 50-48, and then tomorrow, the election results, the Electoral College, what'll all happen in Congress? This is, I feel like we're living history here.
We are living history, without a doubt. I think most of us could look back on 2020 and say that it was definitely a historic year.
Yeah.
But we're not through this yet. And, you know, COVID still hangs around. The election stuff definitely is still hanging around. Georgia has been, I think, it has provoked fear for some of us and anger for others. And, I don't know. Tomorrow is, you know, the 6th. It's one of the big days, you know, and kind of see what happens with that.
Yeah. Well, when you say Georgia, I mean, there was the recount. There's a lot of different aspects to it, right? I mean, the Senate election is one that probably hasn't provoked as much anger as the other aspects. And then the Trump phone call, the Washington Post releasing from over the weekend. So,
right. You know, I think there's some of that where what is the importance or the relevance of the Senate runoff in Georgia, and I think you're right. I think a lot of us are not necessarily certain what that means. And sometimes it's hard, I know, for me to continue to trust that God is in control and that he knows what he's doing through
yeah.
the midst of all of this when it just feels so chaotic.
Right. No, that's true. So you got a devotion for us this morning, again, working our way through Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus, based, as we've said, on John 13 through 17. And you've got all these devotions. I think it's like 129 of them. And so in the last year plus, as you've joined us, I think we're into John 15, right?
Yep. This one's kind of a short one. So this is John 15:8. And the verse says, By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. So what I wrote was, what did Jesus mean by fruit bearing? One common evangelical understanding is that to bear fruit means to win converts for Christ. But if that were true, would the converts then be fruit or branches? It seems more accurate that bearing fruit has to do with developing the character of Jesus. When we look at the context surrounding verse 15:8, love is primary. First and foremost, Jesus calls us to grow in love by pouring into others and seeking to be his hands, feet, and heart. Fruitful people grow in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, which, of course, comes from Paul's letter to the Galatians. I think I'm done with the devotion part. But, even just reading through this now, I think it's good for us to wrestle through the questions that come up as we're reading the message in the Gospels, in Paul's letters. You know, so often I'm left more with questions than with clear answers on things. And it's good, I think, to wrestle through those.
Yeah, I think it's a good topical study, the word fruit. I just looked up here, musically, there's no song we have in our vast archive that has fruit in the title. So
really?
That kind of surprised me a little bit. I guess nobody's singing about the fruit of the Spirit or whatever. But then, yeah, I hear what you're saying there in terms of character and Galatians 5. I think, too, though, I don't know if that completely rules out the fruit of winning people. But at the same time, Hebrews talks about the fruit of praise from our lips.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that. I think so much of our witness is an outflow of the character of Christ in us.
Yeah.
I have told you a couple times, I think, maybe about The Chosen, and I don't know if you've started watching it or not yet, but the character of Christ as presented in that series is astounding to me. I've been brought to tears a number of times just because the way the character that portrays Jesus exudes love is so invitational, and people just want to be with him. And that's a high and holy calling.
I have not watched The Chosen, but tell people, do you know where they can access it?
Yeah, it's on. So you can access it on VidAngel, which I think is the Christian streaming service. But if you go to The Chosen, you just Google The Chosen, they actually have an app that you can watch the whole thing. You can watch it for free, all 8 episodes. You can choose to support their ministry, which I did. I think season 2 is in the works, and they're currently raising money for season 3. It was a Kickstarter project, and it has been, if you look at the rating numbers, it's astounding. I think on Rotten Tomatoes, they're 9.9 or something like that. I mean, it's people just love this show.
Yeah.
And technically, you know, it's not big budget Hollywood, but again, I think the way Jesus is presented for me, I will probably go through it again because I really like it.
I believe the connect. I've heard a number of people talk about it, and I feel less spiritual every time you mention that you're watching because I think of the series that I'm watching, which I like, but they're not about Jesus singularly. But anyhow, honest acknowledgement there. But I think that actually, so Jerry Jenkins, Tim LaHaye, well-known writers, both individually and together. And so Jerry Jenkins' son, Dallas, I think, is the driving creative force behind it.
Yep, yeah. That's true. I didn't know that connection, but it is Dallas Jenkins
that's
the driving force. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Very well done.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Good.
All right. Jason Kanz, WWIB. First thoughts underway this morning. It's the Welcome Back Caleb song. So welcome back. It's been a few days.
It has been, yeah. What was I gone? Thursday through Monday? So
yeah.
Good to have some time away. Good to be back.
All right. Good to have you here.
In a rather odd start to social media in 2021, Twitter took to task a father now dubbed hashtag BeanDad, whose intended teaching moment for his 9-year-old daughter got a little odd.
Huh.
So his daughter's 9 years old, and John Roderick is this dad's name. He's a musician and a podcaster. His daughter tried to operate a can opener, and he thought, hey, this is something where I can teach her to use a can opener when she's never learned before. So in a 23-post Twitter thread on Saturday, John described in great detail a scenario in which he discovered that his daughter didn't know how to use a common manual can opener and challenged her to figure it out on her own. I will immediately empathize with this young lady because the Pampered Chef can opener, which is phenomenal, but I think costs like $30. But anyway, we have one of those. I think we're gifted. It was really hard for me to figure out how to use that thing. Now, once you figure it out, it's awesome. But it was difficult.
Okay.
So, in this Twitter thread, he said this went on for 6 hours as his 9-year-old daughter was trying to figure out how to open a can of baked beans. Now, I'm all for teaching moments. Don't think I would let it go on this long.
That is a long time.
Twitter really took him to task for this. He said, quote, the little device is designed to do one thing, open cans. Study the parts, study the can, figure out what the can opener inventor was thinking when they tried to solve this problem. I went back to my jigsaw puzzle. She was next to me grunting and groaning trying to get the thing. I knew this would be a challenge, but it was a rainy weekend. So he let his kids struggle for like 6 hours. So where's the fine line between teaching them to be self-sufficient and saying, you know what, you've probably taught the lesson enough, help and show rather than letting her struggle.
I erred way too much probably on the, I'll just do it. I mean, I wouldn't have the patience to wait. There's no way. 6 hours.
Well, especially if you wanted the baked beans as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bean Dad maybe got taught a lesson himself as he tried to have a teaching moment for his 9-year-old and ended up just getting completely shot down on social media.
You know, they say let your kids fail, but...
For 6 hours, though.
She hung in there, I guess, right?
So isn't that amazing, too?
Yeah.
The determination, it's like, okay, so why did it take so long? But you know how it is with young children where you get frustrated. I know this is a 33-year-old. You get frustrated with something, and you can't see straight.
Mm.
And you just can't, you know, nothing makes sense anymore. So
isn't that said about the younger generation that they haven't used can openers and something like that? Isn't that one of those devices?
It could be.
Yeah. What makes the one you were talking about so good.
The Pampered Chef one?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't leave any sharp edges because it actually goes around the underneath of the lip of the can and takes the whole thing off. So rather than just cutting and leaving sort of a jagged or sharp edges, it actually takes the entire top off.
Aha. Okay.
But I'm not having a Pampered Chef party or anything like that. That's just a free plug.
No.
And also it's really expensive.
I want to give you some props today because today marks your first broadcast in 2021 and 10 consecutive years for you on the morning show. And that's a big deal. I mean, you wear the sales and promotions hat here, but I mean, 10 years on the morning show. Sometimes it's been as early as 5 in the morning, other times 7. But, I mean, committed and a huge integral part of the morning show and inform, entertain, inspire. Thank you.
I had no idea, but I know I'm coming up on, goodness.
10 years.
What is it, 12 years at the station, yeah. So, yeah.
So, anyhow, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
A malaphor is when you mix two different expressions up, like, we'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
Exactly. I love these. So malapropisms, the mistaken use of a word. This is from a Google dictionary. The mistaken use of a word in place of a similar sounding one, often with unintentionally amusing effect, as in, instead of saying, we'll dance a flamenco, we'll dance a flamingo.
Sure. Yogi Berra may be the most famous of all.
He was great at those.
But we've got a handful of these. So,
butchered expressions. You've opened this can of worms, now lie in it.
There is something about opening a can of worms when something's a real mess, but that train has sailed.
Malapropisms, butchered expressions. I heard this one from a friend the other day. This ain't rocket surgery.
Okay.
Oh, that was rocket science. But you know what? Rocket surgery would be interesting as well.
And you do have that, right? I mean, we all have to watch these coming out, but you get with somebody who they kind of come forth with this, and you're like, okay, I think I know what you mean. Here's another one. Yeah, I don't know. He's just not the sharpest egg in the drawer.
There you go. How about this one? Don't count your chickens over spilled milk.
Mm, yeah. Before they're hatched, don't cry over spilled milk. Okay, let's address the elephant in the room. It's actually an elephant.
Yeah. But that works too. Final butchered expression. Maybe you've heard some of these or want to weigh in on the WIB listener line 396-1670. Malapropisms, butchered expressions. Throw a wrench in your parade. I mean, probably still wouldn't mess up the parade.
Yeah, you don't want to rain on somebody's parade or...
Or throw a wrench
in
it.
Somebody's
Either
plans.
Way, just not kind.
It's amazing how many sayings, though, are just part of our language,
these little
right?
idioms that we
yeah.
just... Yeah, again and again and again, so... Well, a lot of us may have made resolutions for the new year, and it's, I will do this, something that we are lacking in, need to improve. But what about, instead of, I will do this in 2021, how about, I will not... do this. And so this came from a while back. It's from allthingsfrugal.com.
At least, and it's hard, you know. And you haven't been here, so we haven't been able to talk about this at all. But I mean, we've had some mint chocolate brownies out there on a countertop for several days now.
Yeah, my diet apparently starts today from what I'm told. And so
I have said no to them, and I've been trying to. I've been allowing sugar or hot chocolate in my beverage, but I have said no to sugar so far. I really have.
All right, well done.
But it's only, what, January 5th, right?
Got to keep going. So these are not resolutions. For instance, I will not overschedule my day. Things tend to take longer than you plan for. How true is that? So they say schedule 75% of your time, leave a quarter of it free.
Yeah, there's such a tendency
a
to overbook and not leave margin, right? Here's another one. I will not say yes to everything. Saying yes to everything clogs your day. Make sure that you're saying yes to what you intend to. Those are kind of related, right?
Sure. I will no longer put what I want at the moment over what I want in the long run. Like that extra 20 minutes of sleep, hitting the snooze button 4 times might feel good, but it puts you behind. Think about the long-term effects of your actions today and every day.
Dude, that is dessert right there. I want it in the moment, but say no.
Long-term,
yeah. The thing is, though, like, you get confronted with, like, your favorite kind of pie. That's harder. I will no longer get trapped in media microwave mentality. Hold it. We're media. Things take time. Problems are resolved in less than 30 minutes. Only on sitcoms. Appreciate the stages of projects and goals instead of expecting instant results. My wife was telling me just yesterday, part of what she likes, she's watching like a midwife show. I think it's British made on television. And she said, I like it. It. Ultimately, it does resolve. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, it really is amazing how we just expect things to be solved instantaneously. Mm-hmm. Instant gratification. Can't get that. And finally, one more not resolution. I will not give up. Never give up. When it seems like there's no answer, push on. The answer may be just around the next corner. Don't let fear or anger or frustration or your money or relatives stop you from living the life that God designed you for.
Ah, the famous Jimmy Valvano speech at the ESPYs. Never, ever, ever give up.
Well, today is the first day of, well, maybe a very bleak January for yours truly.
Why is that?
Diet time starts today. My wife found out about this thing called Whole30, and basically you cut out everything you enjoy from life, and
You do not sound excited. Do you have the motivation?
I'm not. I went grocery shopping last night, and it took forever because I'm like, I don't normally buy any of this stuff. And so,
like,
yeah.
Like what?
Well, I mean, it's just, I bought, like, prunes and dates and stuff, and nothing wrong with those or nothing against them, but it's like, this is going to be my only way of eating anything sweet for the next month. Though, the end is in sight that if I stick with this, that it will be done in time for Super Bowl snacks. Okay. So basically what this is just it's cutting out carbs mostly. I mean, you cut out like the grains and the breads, you cut out the dairy, you cut out the sugar. And so you can eat lots of fruits and vegetables. You can eat meat, but it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a diet, so to speak, but it's kind of a cleanse. And I have not been looking forward to it. I was able to delay it for the entire time I was on vacation. But then today is the day. And so yesterday was kind of eating everything that I knew I wouldn't be able to get for the next month. So I don't feel the greatest today.
That is tough. We share this against the backdrop of a story out of the UK, a public health campaign there saying kids between the ages of 4 and 10, these are young kids,
yeah,
who consume the equivalent of how many sugar cubes a year?
A lot.
5,500. It seems like a lot. I guess there's 365 days in a year. If you had 2 cups of coffee and you put a sugar cube in each one, you double that, that would be 1,400 if you put 2 in every cup. But wow.
Experts say a 5-year-old shouldn't have more than 19 grams of sugar per day. That's the equivalent of 5 cubes. But still, if you stacked up those 5,500 sugar cubes, like, and made a little sugar cube castle.
If you're drinking one can of soda, you know, how you've seen how much sugar is
in that. And that's the thing. And that's one of the things that, I've tried to, cut out, weed out a little bit more and, drink some with different sweeteners. That's one of the difficulties, as long as I'm just griping about this diet. y'all should just don't do what I'm going to do. Go to Physicians Weight Loss with our friend Betsy from Evenings, because that's going to work a lot better than what I'm doing. But yeah, you can't even have the sweeteners, and it's not like the nasty sweeteners that are in some of the diet sodas and stuff like that too, that have adverse effects. This is like the fairly good sweeteners too, that people use on keto. I can't even have those this month. I can't have anything fun.
Well, I am joining you.
Grumpy already.
Part. Well, I'd heard you back in December even preparing for this. Yeah, you weren't. I think the thing, I'm trying to say no to sugar. We still got some mint chocolate brownies. Stop by and see us at the station. You can have some. They're there, and they continue to be, they kind of call out to you, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to say, no, I don't hear
the
you.
The siren song of sugar.
Also, I love bread. Breads or muffins. I'm trying to say no to that as well. So that, you asked me, those are the two things. It's not kind of any official diet. By the way, it is keto day today. So
I had 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches last night after supper, just because I knew I was going to miss them terribly.
Yeah, there you go.